One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, y'all. Welcome. We are having a conversation today with Tybee Diskin from Chasing Immortality. We're going to talk about lots of stuff today. We're also going to talk about lots of stuff for another episode. So you're going to get two deep dives on two transhumanist leaders, thought leaders, thinkers. So hi, Tybee. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Hi, Tybee.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, we're so happy to have you.
It's so nice to hear Southern accents.
Oh,
see, we don't hear it, but everybody tells us. I mean, I hear it in Heather, but I don't hear it in myself. But everybody tells us that we sound very Southern all the time. So thank you.
It makes me think of home. So I'm very happy.
We giving those Tallahassee vibes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys have different accents. Where I'm from, it's much more like, have you ever watched Eastbound and Down?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Katie Mixon, who plays April, is from Pensacola. Okay. I did a bunch of like theater with her little sisters when I was growing up. This is just a strange fact that I don't think I've said on air. But her whole like real clipped accent, it's like really high. And in this register, that's what people sound like where I'm from.
All right. Nice. There you go. Well, not I think maybe we're on out slow and low. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the slow and low. My dad's from Atlanta. He's got that like old school.
Oh,
Atlanta,
yeah.
So I'm always like,
that's nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, for our listeners who have not heard your show, tell us a little bit about what you all do over there.
Well, we talk about people who have tried to achieve immortality, either literally or figuratively, mostly literally. Mm-hmm. It involves a lot of drinking of substances one shouldn't. Like mercury or gold or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of murder, a lot of murder, a lot of weird sex.
Mm.
It's a good show.
Yeah, right up our alley.
I mean, you hit the trifecta, quite honestly, you know? Of what everybody wants there.
Yeah.
Murder of people to sell your soul to the devil type thing?
More like, well, we did like a Elizabeth Bathory who used to kill virgins and bathe in their blood to keep her beauty and stay youthful forever.
Just try retinol. Why would you do that? It's like so many more steps.
Botox
There's
is
like
way
so
less
many subscriptions.
Criminal stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Botox. Yeah. That the Bathory episode is there is a full tilt, like if you are squeamish, you should tap out right now warning in the middle of the episode.
You got to.
Yeah.
Because she did some really gnarly stuff.
Yeah.
Really gnarly stuff.
And yet did not live forever, I'm assuming.
And she did not,
that's
in fact, live
work.
Forever.
No.
Although I believe her body is missing.
Uh-oh.
Well,
so
maybe.
Who
she
knows?
If I remember correctly.
She's pulling an Elvis? Yeah, which she did live forever. Know, yeah. She's just chosen to not share that with everyone.
She's taken on a nude identity. And it's me.
Oh, your skin
wow,
does look great.
You do
so,
look great.
Yeah, it's glowing. You. So I was Damn. Wondering what you've been doing.
It's just this camera. It's great. It washes everything out. I have to turn all the lights off. Otherwise, you can't see anything, just eyes and a mouth. And so I don't have to put on makeup. So I'm just nice and glowing. So the person we're going to talk about right now, he did not kill any virgins or bathe in any blood, but he definitely believed he could escape death, at least eventually escape death, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we're talking about FM 2030, and that's not his name. That's not his real name.
Well, it was an abbreviation.
It's not his given name.
Yes,
yeah,
that's true.
His
he changed
birth
his name.
Name.
That's true. He changed his name.
Yes.
And 20...
Which he says, I believe, that his chosen name has nothing to do with his given name. if I believe.
Just happens to be the same initials, but he says it's, well, he never actually clarified, but many thought it stood for like future man or future modular, but it also happened to be the initials of his name,
his
which
first and middle name.
Yes, which I can't pronounce and I'm not going to try to and butcher it, but the 2030
something.
Yes. The 2030 stood for, he believed and ostensibly still believes, because his body's being frozen right now, so I don't know if your brain works while that's going on or what, but
not really.
That by 2030 we would all be able to essentially escape mortality, escape death. So he had himself frozen in the event that that can happen. Still not unfrozen though.
Not yet.
Do you think, are they waiting until 2030 to unfreeze him?
No, I think the whole purpose is when you go into Alcor is they're waiting on a time when they flip the switch back that they're ready for you. So they're not ready to flip any switches now.
Okay.
Not yet.
No, but we have, 8 years at this point.
Well, there's still time. There's still
just
time
to get him to where he wanted to be. So, yeah, there's,
I think, 2030 is his 100th birthday.
Yes.
That's why he picked that date. Yeah. Even though he was a little bit, I mean, when he passed away, spoiler alert, you guys, he's frozen, so he's not still around. But the newspapers were like, he was born in this year. But while he was alive, he was a little bit, don't worry about how old I am. He didn't really want to say, I'm proudly this many years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must have been one of those things that keeps us apart. Age, gender,
yes,
sexuality, borders of nationality. Really, it was like, just get rid of all that.
He's like, don't worry about it. Just
like, what if we're all one?
Don't worry about it at all.
What if we are? Wouldn't that be a wonderful world? Sadly, that is not the world we live in. And all of those things matter a ton.
Just a little bit. Yeah. For lots of stuff, good and bad, unfortunately. So our FN 2030 friend he was a health nut, to put it bluntly. I mean, he just tried to eat the best things, and what a life.
He was vegetarian. He said he never ate anything that had a mother.
That's right.
Which I was a vegetarian and vegan for many years, so I get that. But now I'm a monster again and eat meat. So that's why I'm going to get crushed.
I too was once vegan and vegetarian.
Yeah.
Switch back.
I can't do it.
It's hard. It's real hard.
I just have a digestive disorder, so I can't.
Yeah.
The way that all of the things, all of the sources of protein that aren't meat, I can't digest.
Oh,
like soy and everything?
Yeah. I can't have any like legumes. I can't have any of that. So I was like dying the entire time. And then I was like, I'm just going to eat meat. Like, and like, I don't know, be nice to animals and my
That's, you know what? You do what you can. Yeah.
Always.
You know?
Well, according to some of these transhumanists in the future, we're going to be able to just grow food humanely. Like, they can just grow a steak without having to produce a cow.
I mean, we're close, aren't we?
It's getting close.
We have Beyond Meat, Impossible Burgers.
It's getting there. Well, I would like to 3D print a steak on demand. I feel like understand
all the time
3D printers, because I'm like, just 3D print that. It's not how that works. Yet.
No.
Yet.
What are the things called in Star Trek? The food machine? Why can't I think of it? Oh, man.
Is it
this is embarrassing.
Like a vending machine? But it
makes
it
a replicator.
Oh, there you go.
Replicator.
Yes, a replicator.
It's like that.
Yeah.
It's so funny, because before my dad passed away, I would FaceTime with him and he's like, this is Star Trek. This is like Star Trek. And the wild thing is, a lot of the stuff that's being predicted is Star Trek. It is printing food, replicating food. So I think it's interesting with this gentleman and with Ray Kurzweil is that I don't think they're wrong. They just may, like, I think FM 2030 was maybe early. So that was kind of
they were ahead of their time.
You're too soon, right? And so I think
or are they? Or are we too late?
We're all just trying to catch up.
Because FM 2030 said that he was, because he didn't say born, launched in the 20th century, but really he was should have been the 21st century.
I'm saying that.
I don't think I knew that he said he was launched.
He doesn't use the word born. He also referred to his girlfriend as a friendship, because he didn't like the term girlfriend. So he was very
lover.
He was anything that attached someone to another human or to something that perhaps they didn't want to be attached to. For example, the names, like, because we're named by our parents.
True.
And the names they give us are something they chose and, you know, usually are indicative of your culture, your race, your ethnicity. So he, you know, said, I'm not the person I was 10 years ago. I'm certainly not going to be the person I am going to be in 20 years. So, like, I don't want to be tied to this name. Instead, he just pulled a prince and became like a symbol, essentially.
Well, the book To Be a Machine talks about the belief, well, the reality that your cells regenerate every 7 years to 10 years, like depending on who you ask. And then it's the Ship of Theseus question of, okay, well, if all my cells are different, am I even the same person, or what makes you the same person throughout that regeneration? So again, he's not totally wrong. Briefly, though, Christy, you've had two children. Would you describe them as having launched from you?
I would describe it as me having blasted them out. Yeah.
That's right.
They launched. I was a launching pad and they launched. It was more like a, like at the bank when the tubes come down. That's kind of, except reverse.
It was a pneumatic experience.
Yeah. It was just like, vroom, like, sure. Yeah. It was, whatever got them out. Even. Yeah.
Incidentally,
for sure.
That's how babies will be born in the future, is through the bank.
You know what? Just straight up a tube. And that's where we're all going to be, in the tube with a bunch of goo to keep us frozen until it's time for us to
I think we're getting to Matrix time.
Yeah.
We're getting into
Austin Powers.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll be batteries for the aliens.
That's what it all is.
But that's what it is. Like you were just saying, Heather, like all of this stuff, like Black Mirror and everything, the reason I find it so unsettling is because it's really not that far off. Mm-hmm. It's maybe, you know, like some of it is happening now, but like the more advanced parts of it, 10 years, which, you know, is pretty much what he predicted. And so I think it's just kind of inevitable that we're headed that way, to where AI is going to be the more dominant thing, that people start to incorporate that into their bodies to live longer. It makes sense, because otherwise you're just, I mean, our species will go extinct. Like, what, right now we all have an aging and dying process, and there's like usually like 100 years, say, is when you're gonna move on, except for Betty White, who cashed out 17 days too early. But you know, if we can extend that, I don't see a I am on board with it. Do I recognize that there are issues? Perhaps ethically, yes. But I think that that's the case with everything when it's first starting out.
Do y'all
and then
think,
you just got to work out the kinks.
Well, do y'all think that 2030 is a realistic date for immortality, or just at least living beyond being 100?
No.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, really. See, I think we already do live, not everyone, but like there are people that already do live beyond 100.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, the thing is that like life expectancy, it historically is a little different than we think it is, where they think like people only live to be 50. It was like, well, no, lots of people lived past 50. It's just so many people died before 50 that the average was 50.
Right.
Excuse
and a lot of children and stuff died too.
Right.
Yeah. So
kids,
it brought
almost
it way
every
down.
Child died.
Mm-hmm. it's amazing there were adults, because they all died
understand.
As kids.
Fascinating. there are still kids where I'm like, how are you still here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just
how did
run
smallpox
around
not take
you? You jumped
out.
Off a trampoline. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think 2030 is like a global majority is going to live past 100. No.
Well, I also think
but that I think
something
we're on our way.
you know, because 2030 was so, by every account, like, in what's missing in all of his, like, no borders, no, nothing to separate us is racism, classism. Like, mm-hmm. he doesn't discuss any of those things. And so this, like, his idea of shared affluence, where it was like, and if you're poor, just don't be.
Great idea.
So I think, no, like, yeah. as technology advances, even it, we see this all the time in technological advancements where rich people get access to them mm-hmm. more quickly. I think even if in 2030 someone's like, I figured it out, the rollout for that is going to be abysmal.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
We don't have nothing else happened recently that would suggest that rollout for new technology
right. takes a little exactly. longer.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm basing that on absolutely nothing from reality.
I mean, I think you're completely right that if they found a genius pill or a genius chip, they're not going to go and distribute it to the areas that need it the most. I think they're going to say, well, it's kind of like what we see when we see scammers who are in positions of power taking money from more vulnerable people, where, like, we covered Alec Murdoch and Tom Girardi, where they go, well, these poor cretins, they just don't know how to handle all of this money, so I will take it for them. And so I would mm-hmm. think if they develop a chip that's going to supercharge a brain, that someone in charge would go, well, we can't just give it to everybody because they wouldn't know right. how to handle it. It's like, well, isn't that the point of the chip, is that they would know how to handle it because it made them genius? But the whole humans are just also greedy and selfish and egocentric. And so I think when you say, oh, well, at its best, transhumanism would make everyone equal and we would all have access to it. Yeah, at its best. But it's run by somebody who thinks that they know better.
Right. Yeah. No, it would be doled out. The genius chip would be doled out to those who, whoever came up with it, thought deserved it. It certainly wouldn't be given to everyone.
Genius chip would eat. 10 out of 10. Sounds great. Like a Cool Ranch. Give me Cool Ranch version.
Cool Ranch flavored genius chip.
Well,
yeah,
before we...
nacho cheese.
Before we hit record...
Flamin' Hot.
We started... Do you want Flamin' Hot? Flamin' Hot. Immortality? Hell yeah.
Nice.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's a... Yeah.
But before we started recording, we started talking about being frozen because FM 2030 is not dead. They did a cooling process and then they replaced his blood with the antifreeze. So now he is in a bucket. Well, it's a human sized, man sized bucket.
A tube.
That's true. A bucket is an open tube. So it's a closed bucket.
It's very like how you imagine in sci-fi movies when they walk into the room and there's the bodies floating in the liquid. Yeah, it's like that.
So, Mr. Freeze's wife.
Yeah.
Do we think that they're going to be able to defrost these folks?
No.
No. It's a scam. Is it not a scam? Like,
I don't think it's a scam. I don't think that.
I think they can be defrosted. Will they be.
Come back to life?
Functional.
I mean, that's the thing. They haven't yet defrosted or unthawed a mammal that has survived. And they've tried with, like, dogs and other animals and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that the technology will eventually be there. I don't know. I don't know how long you can stay in that goo before it's like, nah, you missed your window. But I think that eventually technology will be there. I mean, it could be 100 years from now, but I think it'll be there eventually.
But the guy that runs it just takes the money now. And then couldn't you just burn the body and just tell somebody that their family member is in the tube? Couldn't you just project an image that look, because you can't look in the tube, can you? From the description on the show, it sounded like it was a closed tube. You can't even go and see them.
Yeah. I don't believe you can see anything in there.
But they even could. Couldn't they just put
they're like steel.
A glass thing up there and it looks like their face, but it's just a hologram. We wouldn't know. You could put Tupac on stage. You could put anybody in that
tube. I was just thinking that. Tupac hologram.
There's a Selena hologram now, as there should be on every stage.
What?
But you could just... So I think you're right, Chrissy, that in theory, like later on they could. But for now, that's like such a scam that you could take somebody's money.
Can I tell you a really weird 100%. Like snippet of information? Just a story that has almost nothing to do with this, but I just need to tell someone. It has to do with Selena.
Please.
I couldn't remember who killed Selena recently.
Forget.
Because I was like, doesn't her maid have something to do with it? And my boyfriend was like, I think it was like a fan. And I was like,
it was her manager.
You gotta look it up.
Fan club manager.
Yeah. I couldn't think of it. I was like, somebody. And so I Googled, I said into my Google assistant, who killed Selena Quintanilla? expecting it to be like, Selena Quintanilla was killed on whatever day by blank blank. But instead it just goes, Yolanda.
It just said her first name.
Said Yolanda. Yeah, like and Josh and I were like crying laughing because I just neither of us were expecting it to be like, Yolanda.
Don't you know?
Google has not Yolanda beef with Yolanda
on this date. No. Her fan club manager.
Your
it just was like, it was Yolanda.
Yolanda.
And then Google took that personal.
It took a second. And then it told me more, but it was like, this bitch Yolanda. Like that's how it felt. Like it was
Yolanda.
Gossip.
Many people don't know Google is a huge Selena fan and took that one on the chin real hard.
Yolanda.
So.
Google was offended. How could you?
I could not believe it. And
now,
every time somebody mentions Selena, I think of Yolanda.
Yolanda.
That's hilarious.
Thank you. Thank you, Google. Google is very helpful. Well, yeah. So I mean,
to that point, Heather, isn't everything that you give your money to a scam?
Yeah, 100%. This whole world's a scam. Taxes are a scam.
Everything's a scam.
Money's a scam. It's all a scam.
I imagine that the Alcor Institute has a lot of stuff set up to where it's not just one person in charge. There are board of directors and shareholders and
more.
Things
sure. With one O
to where it gets passed down. And I mean, if you've got the money and you want to live ostensibly forever, then if you want to do it, I say go for it. It's a comforting thought for me because as an atheist, I think when you die, you die. And I don't want to die and I don't want my loved ones to die. So to think that there is a way where we could all be frozen and then eventually one day all be reunited, that to me like gives me hope and comfort. What I guess a lot of people would feel like heaven.
So you would want to be frozen with the hope of
only
being
if,
thawed
only
again.
If my children and Tommy could as
you
well.
You want a family plan, a four-pack.
I don't want to come back by myself because that would be sad as shit. But if we could have a family plan and get on that, then yes, I would do
Tabby,
it.
Tabby, would you be frozen?
Boy, I tell you what, I just don't know. I think the thing about this is like, we'd have to have, it seems to me that we'd need to colonize another planet before we can start freezing people, because otherwise we run into big time overpopulation issues.
Yeah.
Space problems.
Unless being frozen sterilizes you, we got issues, dude. Mm-hmm. That messes with the like natural circle mm-hmm. of life.
Oh, there's going to be problems. There's going to be problems for sure.
You're like, I don't care when about the problems. I want
to
live.
When you're unthawed. But I think that, to me, like the concept of death, if I really start to think about it too much, like I'll have a panic attack.
Oh,
it's too overwhelming for me to think that like all of this will just be black and there's nothing and like I won't see my children and stuff again. So to think that this could be a possibility like makes me feel hopeful. It's exciting. Yeah. And it's hopeful and like something that like if I could afford to do it. Then I would look. I mean, I
you can
am
get insurance, cryonic insurance. Didn't that one guy from Less Wrong say if you don't do cryonics for your children, you're a bad parent? There was a gentleman, I think it was an English philosopher that said, give me death in an English countryside than eternity in a tube in California.
Yeah.
Which actually it's Arizona, but thanks. But yeah, that's.
But either way, what does that matter? Like you're dead in the ground or you're in a tube. You're. Blacked out either way, so you know what I mean.
Seen Idiocracy.
I don't know. One of those feels, one of those feels like less dignified than the other to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, I just think,
especially
yeah.
like, go ahead. I also do not believe in a sky daddy, but I was raised Jewish, and I kind of hold on to some of those traditions and rituals. I think they're really beautiful and important, and bring people together. And specifically, Jewish ritual surrounding death, I think is really lovely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I can't believe I'm about to say this, but like being frozen in a tube is extremely against my religion. Like we don't do embalming. We don't do like you die and you're in the ground in 48 hours. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Like there's no makeup. There's no.
Yeah.
Your friends bury you with a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Within 2 days,
it's a true friend.
Two sundowns, and so to me, like I would rather be buried in the English countryside than dead in a tube in Arizona.
I would want to achieve immortality through the works that we leave and the kids you leave and the generations. And like, I think I'm a testament to the people that came before me, and the people that come after me will be a testament to me. Or if I never have kids, you know, the things I've written or the show we've made together, I think sinisterhood will be forever.
Why wouldn't you want to be around?
I want to be here. I just don't want to have to be frozen in a tube to have to be here.
Yeah. And that's what I think. You know what I mean? Max Moore, the guy who runs Alcor Labs, said, I don't want to be frozen. Listen, this is not my bag. I'm not here for it. This is a backup plan.
Money, dude.
Well, first of all, he's like, this is a backup plan, because Ray Kurzweil said there's pretty much like three phases. Like, phase one is taking vitamins, taking care of yourself, eating properly, you know, nutrition, yada, yada. Phase two is biotechnology, which we have now, where they reprogram, you know, your own immune system to fight cancer, things like that. And then phase three, which he thinks is going to eradicate disease and death, is the nanorobots that will go in you. He's like, phase one and two are really just for you to get to phase three. So he's like, I'm not trying to say freeze me forever. And Max Moore agrees. Max Moore's like, the freezing is just so if you didn't make it using phase one, if you didn't get to phase two or three, that way you're kind of skipping the step. Hold on to me until we can become robots. So that's kind of the plan there. So, I mean, for Max Moore, at least, because he's still kicking and cashing those checks. I mean, I think he believes in it. I think he believes in what he's doing 100%.
Sure.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of, like, when you're dealing any time in the business of death, there's a lot of movement, or there's a lot of space for scams, mismanaging money, things like that. So you never know.
I mean, anything that capitalizes on people's fear of death. Which,
or fear
a lot, like, or just fear in general, fear of the
yeah,
other.
Yeah, I mean,
fear of
religion
death,
could
fat.
Be. I mean, yeah, I think that a lot, many religions are a total scam. Yeah.
Nope, that makes sense.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
But yeah, team science, like, science can be proven, and just blind faith, in my opinion, can't. So I think that if you really are wanting to, like, live forever with your family, then you're going to have to do more stuff than just praying. Yeah, maybe be frozen, or maybe something else comes along that instead of frozen, we can do that. But I think it would be very interesting. I think it's very interesting and fascinating to think about. To think if, like, you just clocked out for, like, 100 years and then came back, what that would be like.
I think it would be like Idiocracy.
I want it to be like Encino Man, where I get unfrozen and I'm extremely hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to come back with a six-pack. That's the deal. Yeah, can you just make
I just
want to
come back as 90s Brendan Fraser.
Oh.
That's what I want.
Oh, he was
Can
peak.
I be reincarnated?
Yes.
See, yeah, more in the, like, reincarnation, because I don't think it just goes black when you die. I think that matters, too, of what you think happens when you die, whether you fear it or not. I don't fear death at all. Death is but a window. Or death is but a door. Time is but a window. I'll be back. It's from Ghostbusters, too. But also a thing I said at my dad's funeral. I don't think we just turned to nothingness. So I think I don't want to.
You quoted Ghostbusters, too, at your dad's funeral?
Oh, hell yeah. I eulogized him. I said Ghostbusters, some other stuff, some other movie quotes. But yeah, so I think, you know, if you don't delay what could come next, because it could be even better. You don't know what it is. So I think that's pretty cool, in my opinion. So that's why I don't want to end up in a tube. Also, if you read Lincoln the Bardo by George Saunders, he's a little bit more of, like, on the Buddhist side. And the idea is that, to me, this sounds like the Bardo. Like, this sounds like the cemetery where everyone's hanging out because they're too afraid to go to what's next. And they think that when you finally accept that you've died, in the book, you you like explode kind of like a rocket ship. But what's really happening is you're going through reincarnation. But there's so many people clinging to their life that they had now that they don't want to move on to that next step. And so it's an extremely good book. The audiobook, even better because it's got an all-star cast. But it kind of explores different people and how what they did while they were alive and how they died and now why they're clinging so much to that life. When you say, hey, I had a life well lived, I'm ready to move on to whatever's next. So I think I'm more in that camp. So don't freeze me when I'm gone. Viking funeral only. Shoot me out of a cannon like Hunter S. Thompson.
You got it, dude.
Thank you.
We'll put a little good. Do not freeze tattoo on you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Like do not, like a DNR, but just do not freeze.
My
best friend and I joke, one day we'll actually get them. We want to get DNE tattoos that say do not exercise. Because one day I was like, if demons are real and you ever get possessed by a demon, do you want me to exercise you? And she was like, I think no. And I was like, word.
She's like, allow me to meld as one with my demon overlord.
Just let me become the demon.
I thought you meant exercise, like workout. And I was saying, yeah. That's exorcise. What the tattoo I need. Yeah.
So I was like,
but I also need the do not exercise.
I was wondering if someone tattoo. Else was exercising you for you, like moving your arms and stuff. And I was like, I'll take that all day long. I don't have to do anything.
No physical therapy. No, yeah, it's do not. If there is a demon, do not bring John Constantine. Well, maybe bring John Constantine.
Yes.
But
only exercise only by John Constantine. Nobody else. I don't want Ed and Lorraine Warren. I don't want some bumbling priest. I want Keanu Reeves in a leather jacket.
Yeah. Yes. Just John Constantine.
That is the only one.
I'm saving it. The way that Cher Horowitz is saving herself for Christian Slater.
Yes.
Me and my demon are saving ourselves for John Constantine.
That's beautiful.
My exorcism, I love for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for quoting Clueless, one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yes.
So I think
it's the best.
I think our last kind of question we want to talk about was the ethics of this transhumanism and how is it different from just how we treat illness right now? Is that trying to treat death like a disease to stop it so bad?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we do things every day to extend our life. It's just that's the extreme part of it. But I mean, like my son is deaf in one ear, so he wears a hearing aid. That's a machine, a robotic type thing that helps him be more successful in his day-to-day life. So, you know, if you lose a limb and you get it replaced with a bionic arm, like, should you not be allowed to do that? Because, like, the body you were born with no longer works?
It's a good question. What about if your legs are reasonably fine and you decide you want to switch them out for carbon fiber blades to be faster?
I think that's up to you. I mean, if you want to like have your legs amputated because that's your thing and a doctor is ethically okay with doing it, then I think that's your right to do it. I personally am not going to do it, but...
That's interesting because then you get into like the Hippocratic Oath and all of the do no harm stuff. And it just depends because like, for instance, there are so many women who have been denied access to like tube ties because their doctor says like, you might want it in the future. You might want a baby. Mm-hmm. And they're not listened to when they're like, I'm definitely never going to want a child. Please stop this. But their doctor, because of, well, one, they fear malpractice suits. And two, if they believe in like a do no harm and they have an idea in their head of what harm means to a person, we run back into the human problem and how like we cannot put our like so many people simply cannot imagine another person's existence. Can't it just doesn't exist to them. And so, well, I think we would run into a lot of that as we try to get more open minded about what we do to our own bodies, I think we're bumping up against a lot of like, but I think that that's bad, so I will not perform that surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets weird because we need each other to do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if you could cut off your own legs and put on new ones, good, great,
wouldn't
no problem.
Well. Yeah, wouldn't go very well.
Right, but you can't.
Well, there's a group called the Grinders that are out of Pittsburgh. And in 2015, they started what's called wetware, where they were implanting these things they made themselves in their hand. They're a disc kind of thing. But because they could not find doctors to do it, because exactly what you said, do no harm, they had to go to a a person that called themselves like a bio alterer in Germany. They found somebody who would do it, and they have these bizarre looking discs in their hand with like four or five glowing lights, and one of them, it wasn't healing up so good in their picture.
What do they do?
So it uploads a constant biometric signal to their phone or through Bluetooth and the internet, and then they can see like what their body temperature is every 5 seconds, what their heart rate is every 5 seconds. And in 2015, that's first of all, just hearing about it, to be a machine author went and looked down in their basement, which of course it was done in a basement, but it was because they can't do this, like they're trying to alter bodies with machines. And so this was kind of like a weird thing in 2015, and it was so gross, and look at their gross hands. Well, we know people that have constant glucose monitors because they have type 1 diabetes, and that connects to their phone through their Apple Watch. I know someone who has a it's this piece of wire that goes across their forehead, down their neck, down to a battery pack in their butt for their migraines. And there's a little remote, and that if they start to get a migraine, they click a button and it turns their migraine off. And to recharge it, they have to put a magnet up to their butt cheek. And I think it's once every 6 or 7 years you go in and replace it. And since they've had the surgery, it's even more advanced now, where it gets implanted in your chest, up in your like collarbone, because it's a shorter circuit. And so to read these 2015 articles and hear these descriptions of the grinders, the biohackers that, oh, they're so gross, they were doing it themselves. Well, now doctors also can implant chips in Parkinson's patients that will measure their tremors and the amount of tremors they have. So then the neurologist gets the information. So at their next appointment, they don't have to go, hey, how often do you shake? They're like, okay, well, we see right here your tremors happen. They were happening every 10 minutes. Now they're every 5 minutes. We're going to up your medicine. So you're right that I think the ethics of it are when it's elective, it's sticky, but maybe when it's coming to medical, now it's being accepted through, you know, all these medical ethicists. That's like their whole job is to sit on panels and say what is and isn't okay. I think we'll all move towards a world where like, yeah, hook me up, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that what's going on right now with like discussion surrounding elective surgery, the fact that like gender affirming surgeries are oftentimes covered by insurance, is a good indicator that we are moving in the direction where things will be considered necessary, even if they are if you're not battling like a lethal issue,
right?
Depends on what you mean by lethal, but I still think that like we're going to bump up against it for quite a while.
But I think that the terminology, calling it gender affirming now, when before people would call it sex change, you know, updating the language, the medical language, to say this is actually a necessary surgery. This is, and it is necessary, right? And you know, so
And societal language, the vernacular that like you and I might use for something does still differ from the medical terminology, because I believe the medical terminology in a lot of places is still sex reassignment or gender reassignment. Yeah. So I do think that society is pushing the medical field forward pretty well, because like there is an observable phenomenon going on, and it's gonna keep getting better, especially as like women band together and we're like, hey, I had the same experience.
Yes.
We can all talk to each other now, jerks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the connectivity of the internet. And I think that's a big plus in the what good does social media do? It's one of the only goods that it does is connect people who were otherwise extremely marginalized, had no one to talk to, thought they were the only one that felt that way. Now finding a group that says, oh my gosh, same thing. And here's what I did. Here's the steps I took. Here's how, you know, you can, I've made this progress, and let me share and not keep the information so secret.
Yeah.
So we're all moving towards something together. Well,
I think so.
I think that wraps our conversation on FM 2030. Thank you so much for being with us. You have a new season of Chasing Immortality coming up, don't you?
We do, yes.
And one of your upcoming episodes is going to be on Ray Kurzweil. So we will have a separate discussion on that. We did an episode on transhumanism that hopefully you all have listened to. If not, check it out. And then in just a couple weeks, your Ray Kurzweil episode will air, and then we'll have a conversation on that as well. So thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.